This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a St. James teenager remanded in connection with a home invasion, robbery and rape at a West Coast guest house. Key voices in entertainment call the COVID-19 pandemic a financial disaster. The Barbados COVID-19 vaccination program rolls out its new, more high-tech vaccination certificates. European leaders threaten lockdown as vaccinations slow, and St. Lucians vote in general elections. With your details, I'm Carol Toppin. A St. James teenager has been remanded to Dodds Prison after appearing in court today in connection with a home invasion, robbery and rape at a West Coast guest house. LaShawn Hines of Lower Carlton St. James is charged with rape and aggravated burglary for the alleged attack on a visiting UK couple on July 4th that also occurred at Lower Carlton. He appeared in the Whole Town Magistrate Court today before Magistrate Wayne Clark and was not required to enter a plea to the indictable charges. He was remanded to Dodds until his next court appearance on August 23rd. This week would normally have been the climax of the Cropover Festival, with a hectic schedule of fetes and other events and brisk sales at stores and boutiques. With Cropover having essentially been cancelled for two successive years, President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, describes the situation as a disaster.
It has been a financial disaster. I had many calls, especially this weekend, about persons saying what would have been happening, even from overseas. So, you know, I tell people gas stations, hire car places, boutiques, all these people are now suffering because there's no events happening, no Cropover. Well, we have to look at it. This is 2 years. We have to make a decision that COVID will be here for a time. We have to learn to manage it and deal with it. I don't think that not having events and shutdown is the answer. We need to have some economic activity. There are a number of persons in this industry who are not working.
Longtime event producer and former chairman of the National Cultural Foundation, Al Jilks, also noted the tremendous economic impact.
And what a lot of people don't understand, in fact, most people don't understand, is that Cropover is not just about fets. It's about the movement of money, economic activity across all sections of Barbados, right? From the person who goes into fet at the bottom to the person at the very top who is selling different products and sponsoring different activities and spending money by the thousands of dollars.
The National Vaccination Program has started to roll out new, more high-tech vaccination certificates. Joint coordinator of the program, Major David Clark, warns that anyone trying to pass off fake certificates will be dealt with.
The new certificates that we have moved to, which has a QR code, makes it a little difficult to pass them off if it's a legitimate one. And so once the people have the QR code scanner, then technically you shouldn't be able to pass it off, because if the QR code doesn't match, of course, then it would show that it's a fake certificate. But now that we have moved to the electronic one, which has a digital signature, I think it will be a little difficult to pass off those ones. But people will try things, and if they do that, I guess they will suffer the consequences of the law or the full weight of the law.
That's Joint Coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Major David Clark. In Trinidad and Tobago, a senior health expert today warned against easing COVID restrictions too soon. Epidemiologist Dr. Avery Hines said at a Ministry of Health news conference that whereas from May to June cases had begun to come down, over the past 2 weeks the number of cases have been holding steady rather than decreasing. Figures released by the Trinidad Health Ministry yesterday showed that there were 7 more deaths and 189 new COVID-19 cases, pushing the death toll since March last year to 1,039. In France, as of early this morning, the government has made it mandatory for people to show COVID-19 passes in order to enter public places.
After 6 days of intense debate, the lower and upper houses came to a compromise. Amidst fears that the law infringes on civil liberties, Parliament agreed it would stay in effect only until November 15th. Mindful of the 160,000 protesters that came out against the bill Saturday, lawmakers decided that health workers would not be fired but could have their salaries suspended if they refused to get vaccinated. As for the health pass, Parliament finally okayed it being compulsory for indoor and outdoor cafes, restaurants, air travel, and, as is already the case, venues of 50 people or more.
Elsewhere across Europe, as the pace of COVID-19 vaccination slows and the Delta variant rips across the continent, threatening to spark another round of lockdowns at the height of the summer, some leaders are introducing tougher measures, such as France's health pass law. Greece, facing a spike in infections, has barred the unvaccinated from indoor restaurants, bars, cafes, and movie theaters. It also ordered mandatory shots for healthcare workers. And Italy says it will impose similar restrictions on indoor venues for residents without proof of immunity. Back in the region, long lines were reported at polling stations in St. Lucia today as the people of that country voted in general elections that analysts say could be very close or even result in the ousting of the Alan Chastney administration after just one term in office. Senior lecturer in political science at the University of the West Indies, Cahill campus, Dr. Tennyson Joseph, who is St. Lucian-born and also a former political candidate in his home country, tells Starcom Network News the poll is a referendum on the leadership of Prime Minister Chastney.
What I've heard so far in terms of turnout from the police vote on Friday and what I'm hearing for today so far are very, very large numbers queuing up to vote. And that normally suggests that this normally suggests to us that these are change elections where you have people are more motivated, we generally sense, to go out and vote to change the government, as opposed to when people are generally satisfied with the government and an opposition sense that it's going to lose. People tend to stay away and numbers are normally lower. There is a lot to suggest that we may have a one term. Everybody is suggesting it's going to be close, so that normally tells you that it is possible that we have a one term for Alan Chastney.
Another St. Lucian-born Cahill campus senior lecturer in political science, Cynthia Barrow-Giles, suggests that Prime Minister Chastney has become increasingly unpopular.
What I am gathering thus far for the moment is that the extremely long lines in St. Lucia, and if there's one thing history has taught us in terms of monitoring elections in the Caribbean, is that long lines are typically an indication of a party being rejected by the people. But there's a lot at stake, and as I said, it depends on the extent to which the political parties have been able to rally their base by going door-to-door, even in a context of this COVID environment. Insofar as electoral politics in St. Lucia is concerned, in the last four electoral cycles, no political party has been able to, in fact, win an election, two consecutive elections.
Meantime, Barbadian political pollster Peter Wickham notes that there has been a key defection from the ruling party and notes that this is one of many factors in play.
In this instance, we have the crossover to an independent from the UWP, former Prime Minister Stevenson King. Otherwise, you know, we have a stalwart of the St. Lucia Labour Party, which is Philip J. Pierre, who is running as leader for the first time. And he is someone who St. Lucians have known for a long time in a supporting role for the Kenny Anthony administration. And then we have the re-election bid for Alan Chastney, who is a businessman that's ironically relatively new to politics and now seeks to essentially stamp his name on the leadership of the United Workers Party and also on St. Lucia as being a leader who was able to receive two terms.
Barbadian political pollster Peter Wickham, recapping the headlines. A St. James teenager remanded in connection with a home invasion, robbery and rape at a West Coast guest house. Key voices in entertainment call the COVID-19 pandemic a financial disaster for the sector. The Barbados COVID-19 vaccination program rolls out its new, more high-tech vaccination certificates. European leaders threaten lockdowns as vaccinations slow, and St. Lucians vote in general elections. You've been listening to the evening edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Carol Toppin.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest at 5:30, brought to you the kind compliments of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary service and home of Nissan and Hyundai vehicles.